Well, hello, all our listeners. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. And we are airing again from the offices of MTP Software in Natick, Mass. They are the leader in the sports CRM industry. Check them out. I'm sure you're using them at some level. Don't even know it. Our next guest is Matt Westgate, CEO of Lullabot, right?
That's right. How you doing, Jeffrey?
Good, thank you. Tell me about Lullabot.
So the short version is we build websites, and the longer version is we use an open source software platform called Drupal, and we do strategy, design, and development for large-scale publishers like Cisco, Tesla, Martha Stewart, WWE, Grammys, clients like that. We've been around for, 12 years? And have 50 people, and we're a distributed company. So we're located primarily in the United States. We work from home, sometimes in our pajamas, sometimes at coffee shops, and have some people in Canada, Spain, and what's one other place? Canada, Spain, and the UK.
So for a website developer, you're quite large. Most of them are quite small, aren't they?
Yeah, some of the
most of them are mom and pops.
Yep, and support the more the local area that they're in. The thing about open source software is it kind of takes some of the best people wherever they're located in the world, and they come together and work on a project together. So Drupal got its start in Belgium, of all places, and I was living in Iowa at all times, and started finding out about this Drupal software. And Drupal is like WordPress, but it's a little bit more robust. It's WordPress is kind of thought of as premier blogging software, and Drupal is thought of if you need a blog and you need e-commerce and you need photo galleries and you need it's all this other kinds of stuff. So the open source community works distributed. Everybody works on their computers and builds websites, and so we used that model when we started Lullabot. All my friends were all over the world, and no matter what, I couldn't convince anybody to move to Iowa with me. So we started a company.
I have a friend who moved to Iowa.
Yeah, it's a good place to get started.
They like the community, low overhead.
Yeah. One of the flyover states. But.
So what makes your websites different from everybody else? What makes it not a commodity?
Well, a lot of our work is custom. So we think of the Drupal software as a bunch of Legos, and you put the Legos out on the table and you start building the website that you need. And so a lot of what we do is research based. So we talk to our clients, we sit down with them, we figure out the needs of their audience, build user profiles for them. And then we also talk to the people that are responsible and working on the website day in and day out, the editorial team, the admin workflows, and we make sure that what we create is tailored for them so that they can work smarter and not harder. So it's very custom software, but on an open, transparent platform. So there's no vendor lock-in, no licensing fees, no nothing like that.
I should have had Alex interview you. He's our website expert here in Radio Entrepreneurs. He's got to be. We have to do a traditional radio show. I need to put a bug in my ear right now and have him ask me questions. Alex, do you have any questions that we should be asking?
I'm sort of blown away at the moment of the types of projects that you have. So. How do you think of content management and the evolution of that, and how companies are drawing traffic to their sites? Do you get involved in that kind of aspect of the development?
You should repeat the question, because I'm not sure. Alex was about 4 feet from the microphone, so.
Yeah, so Alex was asking a question about the evolution of the content management world. How clients are getting people to their website. You know, it used to be that we had business cards, right? And then they said, oh, well, what we need is digital business cards. Let's call those websites. And then from there, it's evolved into, more robust platforms and stuff. I think the thing about where the CMS world is evolving is it's not just a website anymore. Now they've got, you've got to have a presence, you know, on your phone, on your tablet. Maybe it's a podcast like you guys are doing. So there's all these different avenues now to get content from. And so I'd say the evolution of the CMS is where it was a content management system. It's probably nowadays more becoming a content management platform. And so oftentimes people think of the website as, you know, the canonical source for all your content. So now for larger systems, you have roles like API designers coming on board. And what their job is to make sure that the content is well-structured, well-formed. Drupal happens to be a really good match for that. And then you're building an API so that all your other services can consume that content in a consistent, well-structured manner. You know, the buzzword around this is the omni-channel experiences. But really what we're doing for our clients, because we have a lot of media and entertainment clients, NBC, for example, you know, they have 14 to 20 different consumers of the same content. And so how do you build a system where the website now is just one channel, and then you have all the other channels that you need to support too? So that's the evolution that we're seeing. A lot of decoupled architecture.
Following him, Alex?
Well.
I'm following him. Still yeah. Sort of blown away at putting all those pieces together so that the user experience on the other end doesn't feel disjointed when they break it up in that way.
Yeah, and that's a real struggle, right? Is that companies still often, the departments work in silos, and you may have the marketing team has their own design team, the app team has their own design team. And so what we try to do when we come in and help with that holistic strategy is we do things like have style guides, documentation. We try to write design principles for our clients so that they can apply to whatever digital medium now, that they're operating in.
I'm looking at your website with Chris, and we're being silent. It's probably the most sophisticated website I've ever seen in terms of its visual presentation. It's really quite breathtaking.
Wow, thank you.
And you can see the difference between that and a traditional website. When did you start the business?
We started in 2006, so I think it's about 12 years ago, if my on-the-spot math is right.
Close.
And it was me and my business partner, Jeff Robbins, at the time. And we were doing Drupal work together. I was one of the core developers of the platform. There was about 30 developers. Now there's 3,000 core developers of Drupal. What happened was I wrote a book called Pro Drupal Development. It was one of the first Drupal books out there. And Drupal started getting a lot of attention. We did a podcast called the Drupal Podcast, and we hung up our shingle, and the first client that called was MTV in London. And so we started the business January 1st, 2006. By February 1st, we were flying to London, figuring out how to build MTV's website.
Wow. Wow, that's great, starting with MTV. It's all downhill from there. it really is. And what did you do before that?
I worked on Drupal in my underwear. Just worked from home. I like most developers.
An employee before you started your own business?
No, I sort of came fresh out of college. I had a job at Iowa State University where I graduated from. But I built my own content management system like most developers do. And then I realized that I had to maintain it. And then I realized that I was spending more time doing bugs than rolling out features. And so I started looking for another platform, and that's when I found the Drupal software. But before that, I was running the tech support for a department at Iowa State, the plant pathology department.
Wow. So before you go,
my first business, Jeffrey, yeah? by the way, was making moccasins. Custom made moccasins for people. The business was called Tread Lightly.
And you were living in New Mexico then, right? sitting on the side of the road.
So we all get our start.
So I don't want to offend anyone. When I was driving through New Mexico in the 1970s, there were people on the side of the road making moccasins and selling them. So I don't want to get in trouble with anybody. You know, this is a pretty exciting business, and I don't know if we can twist your arm and get you to come back again and talk to us about websites and, you know, where things really need to be to get the attention people need. I know Alex is going to want to get to know you better and talk to you because it's something we talk to our clients and our consulting firm a lot about.
Sure.
But if somebody wants to find you in case we never see you again, how would they find you?
Yeah, just hit us up on lullabot.com, LullaBot.com.
That's great. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Great. I had a blast.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell everybody, I don't usually give this endorsement, take a look at the Lullabot website. If you're looking to make an impact to people who are coming to see you, this is the kind of visual and website you want to be dealing with. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.